This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lordy, lordy, Miss Marty, I don't even know where to start. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. Big week for Donald Trump. Big week for conservatives. Disregard any polling information. I saw a poll on that. I don't watch Fox very much, but I was making some lunch, and Dana Perino's show was on, and there was a poll that said something along the lines of Donald Trump is losing the suburban evangelical woman vote. And I'm thinking, first of all, really? You can get that granular. And this chick, Allie Stuckey, is the one who was commenting about it, which, by the way, snorefest. I'm sitting there going, really? That's a segment that you cut on that has no basis in truth whatsoever. Well, what has Donald Trump done to lose the evangelical vote? Please, somebody explain it to me. Has he decided he's going to worship Lucifer or what? That's what the Democrats do. Democrats are talking about killing babies on the, you know, the birthing table after they're born, and you want to say Donald Trump's in danger of losing the evangelical vote? Shut the heck up. You ain't fooling Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I appreciate you guys for listening. I appreciate every one of you that's out there. Whether you're a naysayer like Carl, who's one of my boys. Carl says, Kevin, nothing's going to happen to Hillary and all these other people. I disagree. We're going to find out. Or whether you're somebody who thinks that this one caller, Donald Trump should apologize. Apologize for what? For being spectacular? If that's the case, I apologize on behalf of Donald Trump and Kevin Jackson because we are spectacular. I'm more fabulous than Little Richard, and I ain't even flamboyantly gay. Well, he used to be. He converted. Little Richard said, no more of that lifestyle. There will be no more of that lifestyle. I just will not have that. That was a terrible thing. And people should never go for things like that. Y'all don't even know who Little Richard is. Don't even be smiling. The little millennial producers. When you have millennial producers, they're fun. Because they're the age of my kids, and I get to joke around with them, and they keep me hip. I ain't going to lie. They teach me the new dances and stuff, you know. I still can't do them. I'm stuck in the 60s. I got the same three or four moves, but I got them down. Oh, yeah. Big week for Donald Trump. What was I talking about? See, when you get old, you forget what you're talking about. What was I talking about? I was talking about 3,700 apprehensions at the border in one day. 3,700 apprehensions in a single day. Are you paying attention, people? If that pace kept up over the year, that's 1 million apprehensions a year at the border. Over 1 million. 1.345 million, something like that. 3,700 people, our law enforcement stopped from coming into this country stealing your livelihood. And they say, we don't need a border wall. Whatever. More than in any single day in the past decade. I know, you're shocked, right? Because Barack Obama was so tough on border security. Oh, man. Lots of other stuff happened during the week. This was the week that was. I'm going to be covering it. The week that was. Yep. That's what we're going to do today. President Trump, by the way, this is kind of fresh. This is not from the week that was. I mean, it is, but we didn't really talk about it. So this is new. Yeah. KJRadio.com. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Donald Trump gave Adam Schiff, which some people call him Adam Schiff, okay? And he had a new nickname. He calls him Pencil Neck. Now, he could have called him something else had he seen him in the little boy's room. You know what I'm saying? But he called him Pencil Neck. I like it. And he does have a bit of a pencil neck. It's a little bitty neck. I mean, you could get your fingers all around it easily, you know, in order to... If someone were to want to do Schiff harm... And by choking, he's got a lady's neck. I mean, it's very little. Yeah. Anyway, Donald Trump calls him pencil neck. And I was thinking something more along the lines of a, you know, like he got those big buggy eyes. And by the way, I don't care. I don't care what he looks like. I don't care if he got bug eyes looking like That dude is from the movies back in the day. I can't remember his name, but he had those big buggy eyes. Gene something, right? Anyway, that guy was in like Mr. Frankenstein. He talked like this. Yeah, that guy. Anyway, big buggy eyes. Not Gene Wilder. No, you're too young. Don't start throwing jeans at me. You don't know. Anyway, he always played kind of a ghoulish character or a little sidekick like Igor. But anyway, Schiff has these buggy eyes like a pug. And I was thinking if I were going to give Schiff a name, a nickname in honor of Donald Trump, I would call him Pugnacious. And here's why. I would call him Pugnacious because he looks like a pug. And he is tenacious, so call him Pugnacious and call him Pimp Pugnacious, because he's a pimp. He's a total pimp. Adam Schiff is a pimp. He pimps black people. He's pimping people on the idea that he's got more information. He's like, baby, let me explain something to you. Hey, come on, roll with me for a minute. All right, baby girl. Look, I got more information on Donald Trump. I'm about to turn it out, baby. I'm about to turn it out. And they're like, you go, man. You go, Pugnacious. You go. Pugnacious. That's who Adam Schiff reminds me of. Pugnacious. Because he's a pug and he's tenacious. So he's still out there trying to pimp the idea that he's got more on this Mueller report. But let me tell you, the week that was for Donald Trump, don't make me go there. Don't make me preach. Don't make me get all, I'll get a robe. I will get my robe on. I will come out here and throw down some fire and brimstone. The Mueller report was a huge win for Donald Trump, the president. And Adam Schiff, Pugnacious, is doubling down on there is collusion. We have proof that there is. Then produce your proof, baby. Come on, Pugnacious, show us. This is it. You at the pimp event, and you got the main stage. Woo, man. I talked to an angel mom the other day, a lady whose son was killed. He's in the Mesa Police Department. He was killed by an illegal. Man, you want to talk about a woman who is passionate about her cause? She knew. There isn't a case about an illegal that this woman didn't bring up. You want to talk about border security? You want to talk about protecting the president from these pack of pugnacious hounds? This lady, she's all in. Are you all in? I'm just curious. Adam Schiff is going to try to bring the president down while he's trying to protect citizens of the United States. And he says he's got more information of collusion. Then I say, prove it, Adam Schiff, Pugnacious. Show us your information. You want a statistic? Here's something new that isn't going to be on Throwback Friday. But here's the deal. Reuters says that half of Americans still think Trump colluded with Russia. When we come back, I want to talk about that. Because I'm just going to tell you, I don't think I believe this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You want to know how you know when Donald Trump is winning? Just get out of bed. Yeah, that was funny. Donald Trump is a winner, and he's teaching the Republicans how to be winners. But I'm going to tell you the real thing. You want to know how you know Donald Trump is winning? I'm going to answer it for real. I'm going to answer it for real. The real reason you know that Donald Trump is winning is because the polls start coming out. And they start letting us know, Donald Trump's not a winner. Donald Trump is losing. People don't like him. He's not so good. He's so well that the economy's good. So what? He's got a really good foreign policy and a domestic policy. And he's doing really cool things. So what? He's still Donald Trump. And he's a loser. They do. They sound like a bunch of little valley girls. Little chumps. Donald Trump is winning because I gave you guys earlier. I said I was watching Fox by luck. I don't watch Fox. And I told you guys, Fox stole the name of a show and a concept of a show from me and put it on Fox Nation. I don't care. They don't have me delivering that show. So it's not going to be nearly as good as it would be if I were doing it. So take that, Fox. I got plenty of ideas for shows, and you're about to see them. Oh, yeah. I've been teasing you guys with some stuff that's coming up. It is coming up, and you're going to be able to go there and check it out. For free. For free. Yeah, I got all high on you. For free. That's when you know it's right. That's when you know I'm like, for reals, you know, for free. What else we got? I was talking about polling. So this poll says that Trump has dropped from 78% to 69% favorability among suburban evangelical women. And I was like, who even put said, listen, I'd like to know how Donald Trump is doing among suburban evangelical women. Said nobody ever. I don't believe that. But anyway, Fox covered it like it was real news, and it wasn't. But Reuters says this. This is even worse than the Fox stuff. In the time of where we know that Donald Trump didn't collude with Russians, that the Democrats are on the run, as they better be, because let me tell you, they're in big trouble, and all the good news that's coming out of the economy and elsewhere, they want you to believe that half of Americans still believe, in spite of the Mueller report, that Trump colluded with Russia, the Ruskies. Here's what it reads. Nearly half of all Americans still believe President Trump worked with Russia to interfere in a 2016 presidential election, according to a new Rogers Ipsos poll conducted after special counsel Robert Mueller cleared Trump of that allegation. So who did they poll? Did they? Because I'm guessing they went to Hollywood and they polled. Because even in Hollywood, 50% of the people don't believe Trump colluded with the Russians. Not if they're answering truthfully. Now, I'll tell you this poll, many, many more people believe that Jussie Smollett colluded with the Obamas than Trump colluding with the Russians. We'll get to that in a bit. I feel like Tom Cruise. You know, he's got those airmen, remember, in A Few Good Men, he's got those airmen, and he knows they're not, they don't have any evidence, but he brings them, and it unnerves Jack Nicholson or Colonel Caffey, and he's like, look at the flight log. And they go, we'll get to the airmen in a minute. And then he asks him, he says, you know, if you gave the order not to give Santiago a code red, and we know that your Marines follow orders because there could be grave circumstances if they don't, then why did he have to leave? And Colonel Caffey's all, you can't handle the truth, you know, and all that. That's the way I feel right now. Yeah, I do. I feel that way. I feel like I've got the evidence, and I'm not really sitting on it, but I'm making you think it. In this case, the lefties. Yeah. You believe that report? Do you believe that 50% of the people still don't believe? Because here's what I will tell you. 50% of us already believed Trump. Now, with the 50% on the Democrat side that were calling him a liar, do you think that it stayed firm, that everybody went, okay, well, I don't care what Robert Mueller says after he spent all that money on the investigation and stacked the deck with all pro-Hillary, anti-Trump people and had all the people lying and discrediting the dossiers and what have you. Yeah, I still think Trump colluded. Yeah. Well, I'm not buying it. Americans did feel slightly more positive about Trump after learning the findings of the 22-month investigation into the Russian meddling. The National Opinion poll showed just slightly, just a little bit, says Reuters. By the way, we have another Reuters poll somewhere. They are so blatantly pro, or I should say anti-Trump, pro anything not Trump. In this next report, whatever we got, I forget what it is, I was just reviewing the notes. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. To call themselves a news outlet is shameful. They said, but U.S. Attorney General Barr's four-page summary of Mueller's investigation did little to change public opinion about the president's alleged ties to Russia, or to quench the appetite for the public to learn more. Good. I want the public to learn more. Just like I want the public to learn more about Jussie Smollett. That's right. Yeah. See, he got Michelle Obama to call him a favor and get him out of jail. He can't wait. And now they're telling us that, Smollett may potentially sue. Did you hear about this?
Final question. You said clearly you think the police are not telling the truth about Jussie. Are you going to sue?
We're weighing our options now. For Jussie, what's really important is he really just wants his career and his life back. Again, he did not ask for any of this. He was a victim of a crime. This has completely spiraled out of control and become a political event at this point, and his goal and focus right now is just getting his life back on track. He has not even started healing from the initial attack because he's been dealing with everything that's happened since then.
All right, I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that Jussie Smollett won't even come near suing. Anybody want to take that bet? Give me a call, 844-551-8255, or get a hold of us at 84 at kjradio.com. Yeah. Smollett. Ask about, is he going to sue? Can you imagine that? Bad week for the Democrats. Great week for Donald Trump. That's the theme of today. No question about it. Jussie Smollett's in big trouble. And look, we got a couple of other clips. I don't even know how long I want to stay on this subject because it is so weird to be talking about this case again. Jussie Smollett, I thought he was in rehab by this point, and you know he was doing his penance. This dude is still orchestrating. Barack, please, talk to Michelle. Please talk to Michelle and make a phone call. Give me out of this, man. I never expected this to happen. Barack Obama, look, Jussie, I'm going to do what I can. I'll talk to Michelle. We'll talk to a prosecutor. We'll see what we can do. Now, listen, you can't tell anybody we did this favor for you. They may try to tie us to the Russians. Yeah. Hooey. Man, oh, man. So we got more Smollett. I guess we got to cover it because we got the clips. You guys got the clips. I'm going to cover it. But his attorney spoke. And I also want to play Chicago PD and Rahm Emanuel. They are mad. And when you get the two Democrat factions mad at each other, now we've got, here's what this is. This is like a, you know, Godzilla versus a swamp monster. This is Hollywood versus leftist big government. And we're going to see who wins. Is Jussie Smollett going to win the day? Will he be the superhero, what do you call himself, the gay Tupac? Will he get free? Or will Rahm Emanuel clip his wings?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Linda McMahon, head of the Small Business Administration, is planning to announce as soon as Friday that she's stepping down. McMahon is expected to rejoin the private sector and also join President Trump's 2020 re-election campaign. The Border Patrol and the Yuma, Arizona sector announced they would be releasing family units of illegal aliens that were caught trying to enter the U.S. illegally into the city of Yuma. The Yuma Sector Border Patrol is having to reallocate resources to handle the high number of illegal aliens entering the region illegally. Yuma Mayor Doug Nichols says,
"We want to make sure our citizens of Yuma are safe, but we also want to make sure that the humanitarian needs of people are addressed, because I don't believe it's the culture of people in Yuma. I don't believe it's the culture of the United States to let people go hungry and homeless."
This does only affect family units that were caught. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, if officials are saying that this claim of a hate crime is a hoax, and it's not the case, then what happened? Who's lying? And if someone, it would seem like the brothers are lying, and do you expect charges against them? Because no charges have been filed against the brothers. Who's lying then?
I'm not the prosecutor in the case. I have no idea what they're doing. As in any criminal matter, people operate behind the scenes. That's how it should be. All I do know is that Jesse was attacked that night, that it was someone else who called the police, and that things went downhill from there. I have no idea why or what the motive would be behind a situation like this. We don't know. It doesn't make sense that Jesse has to be the one to come up with an answer to why someone attacked him.
Mm-hmm. You've seen everything on social media. You said it was a rush to judgment. What do you say on your client's behalf to that, the people who said, who put out what you believe is false information about him?
I say don't rush to judgment. Innocent until proven guilty. I say support him, support others. I say let's keep our judicial system and the tenets of our judicial system and not fall to a public forum for trials. Mm-hmm. That is inappropriate. It's not constitutional. It's not fair, and it's unjust. Mm-hmm. Jesse deserves justice. Today's result was fair and just, and I say let him move on with his life.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You got to give these leftists credit, because they absolutely, positively do not give up. Jesse Smollett is as guilty as could possibly be, and these people are, he has no idea why they jumped him. I mean, the Jamaicans have admitted they jumped him. Look, I'm not even going to go through this. I'm just playing clips because I want people to understand just how bad things are here. You know, how the level to which the left is willing to sink. And it's not over. Smollett will get his. Let's move on, though. Let's see. The president, let's see what else we got. Well, we were talking about the Mueller report earlier. So let's see what Brian Stelter had. He asked Bernstein about, of Woodward and Bernstein, you know, asked Bernstein about the volume of information that was put out, making this Mueller report just hyped until nothing came of it. And here's a clip of that.
But, Carl, on the idea here that there's been so much coverage, the volume of coverage has given people an impression that something big is coming.
Well, the volume of coverage is justified because, the big question is, what is news? This investigation and the conduct and behavior of this president is the biggest story we have had in many years because his behavior and conduct is anomalous. It's different than any other president in our history. He says and does things, including the lying, that no other president has done. No other president has ever been suggested, colluded, to use that terrible word with an enemy, but we're going to find out what the underlying facts are, I hope.
And it's not just papers like Matthews and the New York Times that have been doing this.
First of all, there has been such fabulous reporting by especially the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal. In cable, there has been some great reporting. Other news institutions, but I want to stop on the Wall Street Journal. Its reporting has been fabulous, right up there with the Washington Post, the New York Times.
You mean
stories broken by the Wall Street Journal. Why is that so important? Because it is owned by Rupert Murdoch. Because Murdoch's paper, the paper he owns, let journalistic standards prevail, and we know a hell of a lot more about Donald Trump and this investigation because of the Wall Street Journal. And the right wing, the blind following, I'm not saying that there's plenty of room for people to support Donald Trump if they want to, but this idea of marching in lockstep, that those people, and Republicans particularly, ought to take a look at what the Wall Street Journal's reporting has been. Because it has been very much in keeping with what we have reported on CNN, what the Washington Post has reported, what Matt has reported, et cetera, et cetera. And it is exemplary, and it ought to be stressed over and over and over again that the same owner of Fox News published these stories in his paper.
That's great.
And I think we ought to keep looking at that question.
Now, we pretty much know that Washington Post and New York Times won Pulitzer Prizes for their coverage of this, and it is all nonsense. It's all nonsense. And here's Bernstein. Oh, no, these guys are amazing. It's been fabulous reporting, and they deserve to do it because it was justified. The conduct and behavior of this president is unprecedented, blah, 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 blah. Big mouths talking. All these people wanting to believe themselves that, to be smarter than we are, etc. And the fact is, there was nothing worthy of this story. Never should have been a story. You know what the biggest part of this story should be? You already know, but I'm going to tell you anyway. It should be the media malpractice that has gone on with this story. It should be how we have not focused at all on anything involving the real scandal. When are the Pulitzers going to get written for that? That's what I want to know. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is a rock star. I'm going to cover a little bit the trade gap, economic news, some other stuff that'll blow you away. But before we get off this subject, I want to remind you about Stelter and how he considered Avenatti a Democratic contender at the time. If we were to go listen to these guys today, go back and pass a year, 2 years, you will find out they know nothing. These people are making millions of dollars a year delivering fake news. You get it? Here's Stelter.
Michael, many Democrats say no to Fox's interview requests, many 2020 hopefuls. So I'm curious, why did you say yes?
Well, Brian, if you're going to be a fighter and you're going to fight for the future of this country and lead the Democratic Party, then you can't be ducking fights. And frankly, sometimes you have to go into the belly of the beast, as they say, and take on some of these individuals, even if they're entirely unprofessional, like Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with you. I don't know if it's a good thing that star power and TV savvy is required for the job. But I think it is. And by the way, I think President Obama also had a lot of TV star power, and that helped him pre-Trump. But Trump is more evidence of this. And looking ahead to 2020, one reason why I'm taking you seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news.
As people like to say, that didn't age very well. Oh, man. So we're kind of doing a summary of the week. And I talked about many of the different things that are going on, you know, with Donald Trump and the Mueller report and all that. But there are a couple things that are kind of new. And one of that I want to cover is, I alluded to it just a few minutes, just a second ago, was the trade gap. Get this. The U.S. trade deficit tumbled nearly 15% in January as imports fell and exports rose. Now, those are words that weren't spoken during the Obama era. Those are words that were not spoken during the Bush era, and so on. You get what I'm saying? They said, shipments of American goods to China skidded to the lowest level in more than 8 years as the world's two biggest economies remain locked in a trade war. Well, this is a Associated Press writing, because we're not locked in a trade war. We're winning the trade war. If we slow down our exports to them and they slow down their exports to us, I guarantee you we win. Did I mention the U.S. trade deficit tumbled 15%? Imports fell and exports rose, and we had nothing to do with China. The Commerce Department said that the gap between the goods and services that the United States sells and what it buys from other countries dropped by 14.6% to $51.1 billion. You want to know what we saved last month in the month of January, or actually December? We saved $8.8 billion from the previous from that previous month. Exports rose 0.9% and imports dropped 2.6%. Do you understand those numbers? We took in less, 2.6% less product, and we shipped 0.9% more product for a net, in terms of this, of 3.5%. And what it boiled down to was something very simple, a 14.6% drop in our trade deficit. Now, it's only $8 billion, give or take, almost $9 billion. Multiply that times 12. Mm-hmm. $108 billion, and we're just getting started. That's if we average that much. It's only going to get better. This is what we're dealing with. This is what Donald Trump brought to us. This is the Week in Review. And nobody's talking about this. Right? You heard anything about it? Of course not. Nobody's talking about this because they're too caught up in Jussie Smollett. They're too caught up in the Mueller report and all these other things. And this is what
this
we should
do. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden continues his mea culpa. He's blaming everything in the world that has happened on white men, particularly old white men that served in Congress. So he's absolving himself of all his sin because, I'm predicting, Biden's going to jump into the race. He thinks he's got a shot. So he's speaking to women. Well, let's just play the clip.
A really notable woman, Anita Hill, professor, showed the courage of a lifetime, talking about her experience being harassed by Clarence Thomas. We knew a lot less about the extent of harassment back then, over 30 years ago. But she paid a terrible price. She was abused through the hearing. She was taken advantage of. Her reputation was attacked. I wish I could have done something. I opposed Clarence Thomas' nomination. I voted against him. But I also realized there was a real and perceived problem the committee faced. There were a bunch of white guys. No, I mean it sincerely. A bunch of white guys hearing this testimony in the Senate Judiciary Committee. So when Anita Hill came to testify, she faced a committee that didn't fully understand what the hell it was all about. To this day, I regret I couldn't come up with a way to get her the kind of hearing she deserved, given the courage she showed by reaching out to us. The hearing she deserved was a hearing where she was respected, where the tone of the questioning was not hostile and insulting, where the fact that she stepped forward was recognized as an act of courage in and of itself. Because let's face it, back in 1991, it took a lot of courage to take on a man who was so much a part of the establishment and the power structure.
Could you be a bigger pansy? Holy cow, Joe Biden. Wow. I mean, I should have believed her, I voted against Clarence Thomas and all these other things. Joe Biden is effectively saying, hey, world, don't bother to, if I'm a candidate, don't vote for me. I'm a white man. But it doesn't end there. I mean, it's one thing for Biden to go around, and I know he's, you know, this is just all politics for him. He thinks this will help him win the women's vote. By the way, I think all Donald Trump needs to do is remind leftist women that they can still do their abortions, that they can still kill their babies. In fact, they can kill them better now than they did before he was president. So it's not like it was supposed to be Armageddon for women's right, their right to choose, right? It's my body. I can do what I want, except if I want to prostitute it and not pay the government, then you can't. Oh, and by the way, you can't sell your kidney. Yeah, you can't do that either. So, a lot of things you just flatly can't do with your body. Can't sell pieces of your liver. It grows back. They still won't let you sell it. But here's what, it's worse that, it's bad that Biden would jump on white men being that he's a white guy. I don't understand why you want to be self-deprecating. There's nothing to self-deprecate. White men have contributed a lot to the world. But he's got to do his mea culpa. But Don Lemon went further. This was a while back. But it's good because it can be part of the weekend review. And Don Lemon said that white people are the biggest terrorists.
People have seen the threat emerging. And now in Europe, we're seeing an obvious ramping up for obvious reasons. But, you know, the left and right have mismanaged. Obama cut funding on this, too, because you got to remember, Muslims became the boogeyman.
Okay, yes, they have. But why do we have this perception in our society that certain groups of people cannot be terrorists, cannot terrorize people, but Muslims can? Even though in every single bit of research, all the facts show who the biggest perpetrators of domestic terrorism in this country and have been for a long time, people cannot wrap their heads around certain people being terrorists because they think terrorists look like Muslims.
They took down the towers and we were at war with them in Iraq and Afghanistan. So, you know, that was the collective experience.
No.
That was the collective experience.
That's part of it.
And the other part of it is what you like to speak about, which is how people perceive what a threat is, and that it's more likely to look different from them than similar to them. So
if you look at the definition of what terror is, I'm talking about the definition of what our law enforcement people, what our national security people call
white extremism.
Terrorism, and that's
white extremism.
There you go.
78% of the deaths last year, 73% over the last 10 years.
I'm just saying, I don't want to hear it, and I get tired of people saying, oh my God, I can't believe Don Lemon's saying that he's racist. No, facts aren't race. That's the facts. That's what it is. We need to come to terms with that in order to be able to stop it. Otherwise, we keep looking at a group of people who have in the graphic that you showed, 2% versus 78%. What, the numbers don't lie.
Oh, man, I apologize for having you guys listen to that whole piece of drivel. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It amazes me. Look, if I were arguing with Don Lemon on this subject, I would say, Don, who are the biggest terrorists day-to-day in America? Who are terrorizing more people than anybody? Just so you're clear, they look like you and me. It's black teens. Black teens terrorizing mostly people that look like you and me. And you'd gloss over that. This idea, so I don't even know where Don Lemon gets this nonsense. Where are you getting it? And they love it. They love, you know, trying to paint white people as a boogeyman, which I don't, look, if white people were the boogeyman, I would tell you, I'd go, man, these white people are crazy. You better stay away from them. Don't take them to your family reunions. Don't hang out with them. Don't marry them, whatever. But that's not the case. But, boy, they love selling this idea. They love it. God. Let's move on. We got a lot of news to cover. So there's bad news for climate alarmists, in case you guys weren't aware of this. But the glacier in Greenland that was previously one of the planet's fastest shrinking glaciers is now growing, according to a new NASA study. I know. Hard to believe that they're wrong. You know, that the polar ice cap will be gone in a few years. And unless we do something about climate change, well, then things are going to get very grave in America. Sorry, Al Gore. Sorry, AOC. Did you hear what Ocasio-Cortez, she talked about the elite environmentalists, and then she says, I'm not an elitist. I was a bartender for a long time. But don't let me say it. Let me let you hear her say it.
But aside from that, when we talk about the concern of the environment as an elitist concern, 1 year ago, I was waitressing in a taco shop in downtown Manhattan. I just got health insurance for the first time a month ago. This is not an elitist issue. This is a quality of life issue. You want to tell people that their concern and their desire for clean air and clean water is elitist? Tell that to the kids in the South Bronx, which are suffering from the highest rates of childhood asthma in the country. Tell that to the families in Flint, whose kids have their blood is ascending in lead levels. Their brains are damaged for the rest of their lives. Call them elitist. You're telling them that those kids are trying to get on a plane to Davos? People are dying. They are dying. And the response across the other side of the aisle is to introduce an amendment 5 minutes before a hearing in a markup? This is serious. This should not be a partisan issue. This is about our constituents and all of our lives. Iowa, Nebraska, broad swaths of the Midwest are drowning right now, underwater. Farms, towns that will never be recovered and never come back. And we're here, and people are more concerned about helping oil companies than helping their own families? I don't think so. This is about our lives. This is about American lives. And it should not be partisan. Science should not be partisan. We are facing a national crisis. And if we do not ascend to that crisis, if we do not ascend to the levels in which we were threatened at the Great Depression, when we were threatened in World War II, if we do not ascend to those levels, if we tell the American public that we are more willing to invest and bail out big banks than we are willing to invest in our farmers and our urban families, then I don't know what we're here doing. I don't know what we're here doing.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was a lit, wasn't it? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's a stupid one. She's a silly girl. And she wants to get indignant. You know, this is... You know, she's not an elitist. She's just a regular human being that wants to save the planet. Mm-hmm. Y'all heard it. What do you want me to dissect? I mean, honestly, I could do an entire show on just that rant. And she makes a... She believes she's compelling when she talks about all these different things. She thinks she's compelling. She thinks that, you know, you need to pay attention. This is not about elitism. This is a bipartisan issue. No, it isn't. The air she's talking about that's creating asthma for kids, where is that air created? In cities? Go to the country and find out how many kids have asthma because of the air that they breathe. By the way, she doesn't take into any account that asthma is inherited. So what about that?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.